Jordan for the win.
My name is Alejandro Escovedo and not Alejandro Enchirito or whatever it was that they called him. Chango X something. But anyway, that's the beauty of traveling through the South, I guess, you know? Poetic license and all that stuff. So anyway, we're going to butcher some of our own songs in spirit of the ad for our show, okay? We're going to start out with the 13 years theme.
Don't love me too much. I don't think I can take it. A little tender to the touch. Feels like we can break it. I follow you. I'll follow you around. I'll follow you down. Don't you dance so thing I can follow, hanging with the ghosts. It's all too hard to swallow. I'll follow you around. speak so soft. Don't think I can bear it. Hanging with the ghost. Don't think I can take it. I'll follow. I'll follow you around. I'll follow you
written when I was in a band called Butte McCain, the world's greatest rock and roll band. It's all one name, Butte McCain, the world's greatest rock and roll band. But anyway, we were the most hated band in Austin, Texas for quite a few years. Because, yeah, we were all on the guest list at one time or another. It's nothing to be proud of. But, the only place that we could get a gig was in Oxford, Mississippi, where they thought we were the Rolling Stones and the New York Dolls all rolled into one. And we did nothing to, change their opinion of us in that respect. And so we would go to Oxford, drive 14 hours to play there just because it was the only place that would have us, really. And they were great people. But anyway, on this one particular trip, there was a guy named Chesley who we used to hang out with. He was the booker at this club. And he ran out to the van as we were leaving and brought a case of vodka and a case of cranberry juice, you know, to make Cape Cods on the way home. And so we had about 2 to 3 Cape Cods when the drive shaft fell off of the van that we were driving. And so our drummer, Glam Bourbonitis, decided that it would be a good idea to duct tape the drive shaft back into the van. And so, we didn't even get out of the van. We just stayed in the van and made drinks while he climbed underneath the van. We threw the duct tape out there and said, go to it. You know? So he duct taped the drive shaft, back onto the van, and we drove about 2 or 3 miles before it fell off. But I was writing this song as the drive shaft fell off, and when we got towed to some little town in Mississippi, we finished a couple of these songs, and this is one of those. It's called Broken Bottle.
I'll be wrapped in you. just to find you now. Pour me a drink from my broken cup. Fill my glass with the dirty water. What I've lost is gone. What I gained has been made. I'll take my
get another chance, just one more time.
one more time. Just one more time. Just one more just one more time. Just one more time. Just one more time. Just one more time.
The Velvet Underground ever since I first started writing songs, and some of them have been more blatant than others. This is pretty blatant, but it's a song that I call my very own. And it's a song about a girl who runs a punk rock club in Orlando, Florida, and she plays castanets for a living, and she's here tonight. She drove all the way from Orlando. She skateboarded all the way from Orlando. So anyway, it's called Castanets, and it goes like this. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. Could you figure out which Velvet Underground song that was stolen from? The winner of that question, whoever can answer that question gets a free t-shirt. Well, yeah, of course, it's Lou Reed. That's not an answer. I'm sorry I didn't need to react in that manner. I've been in the van too long. Right. Nice. Alright, we're going to do a song now. This is a song that I wrote about my father. Actually, a story that my father told me. My father turned 90 years old this past September. He's going to be 91 this coming September. He's had 12 kids and grandkids, some who appear on bad talk shows. But that's okay, because at least I got a gig, right? It's good. So I'm really happy for Sheila, even though she's on the worst show I've ever witnessed in my entire life. But anyway, he's had a lot of kids. He was born in a place called Saltillo, Mexico, which is northern Mexico. And when he was a little kid, you should listen to this story over there because it's kind of interesting. Maybe not. So when he was a little boy, his parents left him to go find work across the border in Texas. So he was raised by his grandmother. And his grandmother and he would always watch these trains come in and out of Saltillo, and they would make up stories about where these people were headed or where they were coming from. And the trains meant a lot to my dad because they had taken his parents away, and hopefully someday they would take him to go find his parents. You know? So when he turned 12 years old, he had a 16-year-old cousin who told him that if they boarded one of these trains, they could head north and find my dad's parents in Texas. And one day he just did that. He climbed aboard this train, and story goes that his grandmother was left waving at this train, and unbeknownst to her, her grandson was on, who she never saw again. But he did go find his parents and start a life and create band leaders for Magic Johnson. That's a neat little twist that I just threw in there. But keep the stories up to date. So that's the first part of the song is what the song is about. It has nothing to do with Magic Johnson or the Fox Network, okay? Thank you.
arms aboard the train, never to wave goodbye again. He went on.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Someone just threw us a $20 bill. Is that good?
Keep it happening.
I think you should all follow in that guy's footsteps. Those $20 bills. So we put out a record in February or March. It's called More Miles of Money. It's on Bloodshot Records and Tapes. It's everybody that bought it. Thank you very much for buying it. What's that?
Did you bring any?
Yes, I did. They're back at the hotel, so you'll have to follow me over there. Acoustically for a little while longer, and then we come out and we'll have all our spandex on and we'll put on a real rock show for you guys.
$20.
Yeah, $20. We'll do anything, whatever you want. You come easy, man. I took part in a songwriters panel at South by Southwest this past year, and there was two writers from Nashville who had written like 250 hit songs or something like that between the two of them, and they could support all of us for the rest of our lives. And Peter Hall Sapple was on the panel also. You guys probably know, right? Yeah. So all these people are like talking about all their hit records that they've had and stuff, you know, and it finally trickles down to me, and I said, you know what, no one's ever covered my song, I don't know anybody, I don't know what I'm doing here, and this is a good example as to why no one's ever covered my song, and this is a song called I Was Drunk, okay? Yeah. I mean, people can relate to my songs, they just don't do them. I was drunk, I was down, I was wandering around the bed. I was drunk, I was down, I was wandering around my bed. Call out your name. Picked up your sin and lost it. Then I suffered from the attitude. Called out your name. Called out your name. Called out your name. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot. You guys say hi to Peter Case for us tomorrow? He's going to be here tomorrow, right? No? I don't know.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, David, for helping me out on that. Not letting you suffer as I did. Let's do how about a Peter Case song? Preview of the Peter Case canon. This song called Two Angels, we've been doing it for a long, long time. I think it's a beautiful song. We're going to dedicate this to whoever won Male Vocal of the Country Music All-Star Awards, or whatever it was. Wasn't there some awards tonight? Nobody cares, right?
We're here,
it's kind of like being in, well, in a Dodger town. Okay.
Must have been two angels. Was it you and I was just 16. I stood waiting for a train. Barker Street bus station on. Tried to get it on. She just looked at me with scorn. My courage turned to dust and I took flight. For those looks they seemed to say, you ain't nothing, go away, you're just a face. So I went home and I vowed I'd be somebody else. Name was Irene Wilde. Oh, such beauty for a child. She started dating boys and their time. Could not barely stand seeing someone hold her hand. I felt I had to run. In my mother's sitting room, I wrote so many tunes, all the same, just for fame, for her name, and just the same. I'm gonna be somebody else. Wild is your name. She left that country town. I've been around. I've had some ups. I found some pain. I've had some. Smile at your shot to hear your name aloud. It's just that face in the crowd. I didn't think it was bad. I was just 16. I stood waiting for a queen. Barked the street bus station every night. Time it seemed so sad, but it didn't. Turn out bad. You hadn't messed me up, I'd still be there. For I think most folks agree, they'll put down and then they see they're not the chain, they're just the link. And that's why you need me then. Gonna be somebody, be somebody, be somebody. Thank you.
Everybody.
castle, please. Demand healthy homes. And I hope his life's complete. The light on he'll be on my lover. See the light on he'll be on my lover. We'll be there when the ship comes in. He'll bring you your silk and some sweet perfume. One man plays, he'll dance you, dance you round the room. Leave the light on, he'll be on my lover. Leave the light on, he'll be on my lover.
Thanks a lot for being patient with that whole thing there. ready to go, right?
I see you. slid right down to my favorite
It's always interesting to come to Nashville. I like it here. I like it more every time I come. Thank you. Do you guys like living here? Yeah? A lot of good bands here, right? Yeah? How's the reggae scene here? Songs for you, and then I think it's our turn to leave. What time does the bar close? Really? It's like Birmingham? Nothing ever closes. Might have a little hot for this one. Oh, I know why. Is that right? So here's a toast to all of you. Cheers to the future of country music. People say that I'm high class, but I'm low down on wine. People think that I'm just crazy. Flash that San Antonio smile, but I can still paint this town on the
call me alone. I like to get lost in the crowd. People call me a dresser. I wear my sports clothes much too loud.
Thanks a lot. Let's do one more song. Let's do, you guys want to hear another Rolling Stones song or something?
Who's got a light?
Thanks a lot for coming out. Seeing us and watching us and listening to us. Thank you very much.
Stretched out in a room till 9. When you draw in the alley, your clothes all torn. Late night fancy leave you in the cold gray dawn. I thought I saw too many flies on you. And I keep rushing on. Angels beating all their wings in time with smiles on their faces, tear right in their eyes. Thought I heard one cry for you.
From San Antonio, Texas on violin and vocals. Mr. Joey Hines from Austin, Texas on the electric guitar. Sissy Stench on the bass guitar from Buick McCain, Texas, everybody. His name is David Fairchild. Excuse me. Way back there. The Aztec Love God, El Santo de Venus Butterfly, Mr. Hector Munoz from El Paso, Texas, on the the drums. Thank you very much.
You
This goes out to Adrian. Did someone say hot links?
School. I love you, honey.
song's called The Last to Know. Don't forget your hat. The stores are all closed. Couldn't buy a break anyway. St. Judy couldn't save you or me, I suppose. More miles and money. Look at our lives and it's so funny. More miles and money. We fall in love and it's never funny. For the last, very last, to know. Play the jokers in this minstrel show. 'Cause no one cares in this showbiz crowd anymore. Got another cigarette. I'm not quite through with this story yet. There's nothing here that we. More much.